Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my mission and my calling. I do believe it is that. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, but as I was writing my prayer this morning, a hymn came to mind. So we're going to use a hymn for our prayer, and we might add a little to it. But if you recognize it, you can let me know later. For such a time as this, we praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for our Savior who died and is now gone above. We praise Thee, O God, for Thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. We praise Thee again, we are filled with Thy love, and each heart is rekindled with fire from above. We praise You, O God, for Your protection and grace. May this nation be led by your wisdom. Keep us from the evil one and surround President Donald Trump with your love. Guide him with your wisdom and grant him your blessings of godly counsel. May our hearts truly be rekindled and may we be your instruments filled with your love, your faith, and hope for truth and life. For such a time as this, we do pray, and we praise you, O God. Amen. You know, sometimes I listen to the news, and I look up these articles as they come in. Lately, it seems like I've got more begging for money from the GOP than I have news in my email inbox. And I watch the news. Like I said, I've told you many times, I take a little break from it on the weekend, and then I try to cram on Sunday nights. And there's not a whole lot that is different. And as I was reading through the articles this morning and thumbing through the headlines, I started to write an article a few months back, before the pandemic ever hit. And paralleling us to Rip Van Winkle. Now, Rip Van Winkle is one of the most beautiful American legendary stories. And I have to kind of refresh my memory with it. But it was by Washington Irving. He was the author. Taking the old idea of a long sleep, as found in Sleeping Beauty and other fairy tales, and he gave it an American setting and interwove it in the legend of Henry Hudson, the discoverer of the Hudson River. Well, there also was a popular movie. It was a comedy and love story of While You Were Sleeping. He, the man who was sleeping, was in a coma. And there were lots of untruths. If you're familiar with the story, this woman was infatuated with this man. He got hit by a train. Not hit by a train, but hit by a train. just grazed a little. Fell, and he was in a coma. And she couldn't keep away from him and convinced his family around him that she was his fiancé. And in the meantime, she fell in love with his brother. Well, maybe America likes these sleeping stories because we're so good at closing our eyes and missing what's happening all around us. Rip Van Winkle was only asleep for 20 years. Americans have been asleep for over 100 years now. I know. Come on, Beth. Just stop it. But I'm not gonna. We're gonna go down this road for just a little bit. We were sold a bill of goods, and that fabric is rotting before our very eyes. Like the snake oil salesman, Congress has been selling us stuff that costs us our liberty, and it eats out our substance. If you remember that phrase from the Declaration of Independence. Why do you think they, meaning Congress, don't want, the left is screaming at the loudest, they don't want you to take pride in your nation? That's a bad thing because they're globalists. Why did they, meaning the Congress, the leaders, create a false perception of separation of church and state? Again, the First Amendment was to protect you and hold them, the state, back. Why do you think they want you to believe you need them, as in government? Stop and think about these things. I know they're silly little statements, but stop and think about them for a second. Why did they, meaning the government, start providing school programs? Your local schools are now public schools, and they became restricted government places of learning. Why were we able to get along for 100 years without taxes? But now we're spending well over 50%, I think, of our income on some sort of tax somewhere. State, local, federal, income, whatever the case may be. We'll stimulate America by lowering our taxes. I think that'll do a good job. And I don't think anybody minds paying a little tax to have our roads repaired and things taken care of. But this is getting ridiculous. We're paying taxes to provide programs from the government. You know, give them $100 and they'll maybe give you $1.10 back. Does that make any sense? The COVID-19 of 2020 is real in what it has wreaked across this nation. Americans hiding and living in fear of some unknown enemy, the virus. Bringing America home is our coin phrase here on CNC Talk Radio, but it is now has even more meaning, more than ever. Wake up, America. And I'm not talking about that news, pretend news show. The woke are breaking this nation and your lives. Wake up, America. China was a bad actor, but it is our own leadership, Congress, and with a struggle for the socialist power in this nation that has caused the pandemic to eat out our substance. If you don't remember that phrase, I can either look it up during the break and repeat it to you, or maybe you remember it. It was about the kings, governors, and setting up all kinds of departments and eating out your substance. That's what's happened here in the United States of America, and we were closing our eyes to it. We close our eyes to the abhorrent thing called abortion. More babies are lost in abortion than COVID. More lives are taken. The future of this nation is dwindling because of abortion. How can we dare ask God to bless us if we're going to keep killing children, the unborn? The most vulnerable. They can't fight back. They try. They try to fight back. They kick in the womb and they try to fight it. While we were sleeping, socialists swept across this nation. Oh, and they were sheep in wolves' clothing, telling you what good they were going to do for you with this program and that program. And they have eaten out our substance. They have eaten out our substance. Wake up, America. While you were sleeping, stuff's happened, and it isn't good. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the phone number. The topic, while you were sleeping. And we will be right back.